Welcome to the Crypto Witch Club podcast, a space for all to learn about blockchain tech. Join us as we demystify NFTs, report on crypto culture, and navigate Web3.
Hey, crypto witches. On this week's podcast, we're chatting about the latest crypto and Web3 news. From rumors of crypto exchange FTX buying Robinhood to Marina Amberchief's NFT collection. We'll also talk about our favorite events from NFT NYC and talk a little about those NFT protesters. We'll also review all things crypto wallets, from how they work to why they're important, and break down our favorite beginner exchanges to get started. Next week, stay tuned as we're going to be discussing blockchain for Beyonce and how to buy your very first NFT. Follow for more.
So, super exciting. Something that's just breaking today is FTX is considering a deal to acquire Robinhood, the trading app. And if you don't know what FTX is, it's a crypto exchange. But on the down low, Bloomberg reported unnamed people familiar with the deal are saying FTX is considering buying out Robinhood, which is really crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And I really think it only can do good things for Robinhood.
Okay.
I'm not like a huge Robinhood fan. I just don't like the way they like function so much. But turns out, I didn't know this until I researched it today. The CEO and founder of FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, he already has almost an 8% stake in Robinhood.
Oh,
so he's already heavily, heavily invested.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it's just what it'll take to get him to majority.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are two big trading platforms. I thought that would just be really interesting to see how they come together. So we'll keep an eye on that.
FTX
Exchange.
Okay. Is that a crypto exchange?
Yeah, it's okay. Fairly popular. I would put it up there with like a KuCoin or like, it's not as large as Binance, but a similar idea.
Wait, they had a commercial during the Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
With the Seinfeld guy.
Larry David. They actually had one of my favorite Super Bowl ads. You're okay. Right. I mean, FTX it's a trusted crypto exchange. I would definitely never advise against using it as a crypto exchange.
So I should be cool with it because my Robinhood, I have like a little bit of money in there. And so I'm like, this is probably good news, right?
Yeah. And, you know, actually Robinhood shares jumped at the news. They went up 14%,
okay.
I think. As of today. So I thought that was really interesting. Okay. I'm like, oh, people know what FTX is.
Cool.
Sweet.
Hot
so
news.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah, totally. And it's interesting. It's very unofficial.
Okay.
It's very like a whisper of a source.
Okay.
But it seems Bloomberg broke it. It's a tongue twister.
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg broke it. So I trust that. There's
cool.
Something there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Amazing. So also in the news, Marina Abramovic is having an NFT. If you don't know anything about this contemporary artist, you probably have heard of her things like she did this interactive piece where you sit across the table from her.
Yes, the artist is present at the MoMA.
Yes. That was very famous. Also, like, I saw another one where she's like standing in a doorway across from someone who's naked and you kind of have to like shimmy through them.
Hot.
Yeah, I think that's a funny one. Also, there was this piece with an arrow and a man and they're on the
Ollie.
Oven.
Yeah, I love that piece.
Mm-hmm.
But describe it, because I think a lot of people won't know of it.
They're like at the other end of each, the bow of the arrow. So like basically you have to hold on or the arrow is going to get shot.
Yeah, like one is on the bow and the other one's holding the...
It looks like a trust fall.
Yeah, it's a trust fall, but if you mess it up, one of you dies. And I think that's hot, you know? I love a little darkness in my art.
So her NFT project is also a little dark, I think. It's called The Hero, a 2001 piece of her on a horse. It's, let's see, she's like holding a white flag fluttering in the breeze, and her hair is also moving, but everything else is still. And it's a homage to her father, who's a Yugoslavian World War II hero. So it's with the Circa, which is Cultural Institute of Radical Arts.
Oh, sick.
And they're based in Piccadilly Circus in London. So like that big piece will be like there, and also just like traveling around the world on big screen.
Do you want to see it with me?
Absolutely.
I think I'm trying to find the tour.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the schedule. It's really powerful, and you know, I'm a horse girl, so I love it.
You know, I went to that MoMA exhibition with my college roommate, and I, the Marina Ambrochoff, the artist, is present.
Oh, okay.
That was when we were at Pratt together.
Oh.
So I actually went there, and I was like, oh, I'm not standing in that line. It's way too long. But I totally regret it now, because like, what an amazing experience to be part of. Mm-hmm. That like, it would have been iconic. Like, I never would have forgot about it. But I mean, the line was like 8 hours long.
Wow.
It was a full event, and I did not. I mean, I was super naive. Did not realize how famous she was when we went. So I really underestimated the time the line was going to take. But her ex, like lover and collaborator, the one she did the bow and arrow piece, he showed up at that event, and it was so romantic. And she had her red dress on, and he had like red lapels, so he matched her. So when she like put her head down the table and like looked up, he was like staring there, and she kind of like breaks.
So yeah,
I Beautiful. And yeah, when they broke up, they decided to walk the Great Wall of China from opposite ends till they met in the middle. And then they like hugged, and then they were like, peace, and like kept walking. If that's not like the most dramatic breakup you've ever heard.
Wow.
I mean, it's a new level. That's some artistry.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it. They have the coolest love story ever. She's always on the cutting edge of what's happening in culture too. And I really think if she's getting into NFTs, it's going to create a little bit more of a reputable space for artists.
Mm-hmm.
TBD. It's wishful thinking.
I think this is a quote. I think she says, I've been reading about Web3 and about what the new generation is doing within that space. It's undoubtedly the future. I can barely type an email, and they're raising millions to help people and save the rainforest. They are heroes. They are pioneering the way that is similar to how I was pushing boundaries in the 1970s with my performance art. Everyone called me crazy. Very few people believed in what I was doing at the time. Instead of donating a percentage of money to charity, I will grant awards to the group of people who are working within the space and whom I believe in. If it succeeds in building a new community, I'm excited to see what possibilities might emerge later.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel really validated, actually.
She says, I think the next step is to look deeper. Is it about finding solutions to the ongoing catastrophe, and who can bring the solution? The heroes, the ones who sacrifice everything, the ones who bring the new light to illuminate this world. If I was starting out today, this is what I was be doing. I want to see what other ideas people have in this Web3 space to save the planet. The grants will be awarded to the NFT Hero Project in my small way, contributing to this future.
Bless. Where's cool. that from? That quote?
I think it's a quote from her. It's on the website, Circa's NFT project, her listing here.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I don't seek external validation that much. Usually I'm like, nobody knows anything. But that feels really good. It feels like I respect her so much as just like a human and an artist.
Yeah.
So she's like, this is what I'd be doing if I was coming up at this time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Like, yeah, it makes me feel just cool. We're doing something.
Yeah. Very cool. I'll send you those links, Shireen, so that we can like write a blog post about it.
Yeah, I would love to. I think that's definitely needs to happen next week. This week we have 5 free NFT resources. I'm so excited about it.
Woo.
I know I've been saying that to like you personally like the past like 10 days. I'm like, it's coming out. But it's here. So stay tuned. Oh, also in the news, Ledger Market is happening, and it's an NFT marketplace. But before you dig into it that much mentally, it's for enterprise like and brands. So what Ledger's working to do is create a safe place for brands and users to create, store, and distribute NFTs securely. So I'm really excited to see. I think this is just going to empower brands to get in the space more. And I think it's like almost the partnership, like the hand-holding
yes.
big brands need.
Yeah.
Speaking of big brands, Gucci is launching NFTs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Speechless. What?
Also in Big Web 3 news, Gucci has acquired $25,000 worth of rare tokens in a partnership with Super Rare. It's investing essentially into a DAO for an NFT marketplace. So it's launching an exhibition, which is going to be a selection of 29 artists in a...
Cool.
Yeah. So I'm really interested to see what happens with it. It's going to be called Vault Art Space. And the luxury brands like are really popping in the metaverse, from like the latest like fashions that have been onboarded to Rick Owens, I think, was one of them.
Yeah. And also
No Yeezy.
Was it Tom Brown too?
Tom Brown. It was Tom Brown.
Did you just see his fashion show?
No, tell me about it.
Oh my God.
Is it amazing?
It's like Christina Aguilera dirty. Tom Brown.
That's going to show up tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I need to get my chaps out of retirement. Honestly,
oh my God,
that was an era. You know what I love? Is I love just excessive behavior. So yeah. I really want, like, go big or go home.
It is.
Right? Like, yeah. I'm pulling out the butterfly clips. I am getting the pogs. Like, I want a full scale go back. My traumas. Okay, Caitlin's showing me photos of the Tom Brown show, and it's amazing. So, yeah, fashion review, Tom Brown, yes. I will probably be only wearing my, like, thong and chaps in the metaverse. But I don't know even there. Like, maybe. That's personal.
That's funny. I like the artists they got, or the designers. Very avant-garde.
I think we're just children. We're like giggling.
Yeah,
we're like exposed men.
Metaverse fashion. Woo!
Metaverse fashion. Honestly, I'm ready. I mean. Also, like, I'm really clumsy in real life, so I can ruin something I buy in real life, but I really can't ruin an outfit in the metaverse. So the cost per wear could really work out for me.
Especially if you could have a, like, rentable closet, too.
Oh, my God.
And make some income on your purchases.
What if I was, like, a metaverse stylist?
Yeah.
And then I could literally style people for different metaverse events, and I could borrow and just like get loaners from designers. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, Paris Hilton wants to wear the new Tom Brown like menswear collection in the metaverse.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
Yeah. Or so-and-so is trying to make a splash. Let's rent him this profile pic.
Yeah. Can you loan this to me? Oh my God. It's like if a guy is trying to impress a girl and she's like a holder of an NFT he doesn't hold. So he just rents it for 24 hours so she can fall in love with him.
Yeah.
And then when she realizes, she'll be like, our love's a lie. It sounds like a romantic comedy, but he's like, I only did it to get close to you. And this NFT had an impact, charitable cause, babe. And she'll be like, oh.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
Oh my God. Yeah, we just wrote a movie script.
It got an 84% of Rotten Tomatoes. NFT NYC just wrapped. Yeah. I think it was the most fun event we've ever gone to, like long term, like for the industry.
Green, I'll go to any conference with you as long as we don't have to go to the actual conference and you curate the events like you did this week, because I met so many amazing people. We did so many cool things. I know more women in crypto now than men. And it is so cool.
It's so cool.
I love my job. I feel so joyous going to work every day. Because I know we are just talking to cool people, cool women, and people doing cool things.
And we all have the same goals. So it's really, I feel so much less alienated mm-hmm. from other people in the space than I did before. Because we all want the same thing, which is like to educate others, to grow this space, and really just to teach people how it can impact them. Mm-hmm. Like everybody had so much to give and there was no gatekeeping. Everybody was spreading knowledge. Like mm-hmm. it was such like a really comfortable environment.
Yeah. And I really loved doing yoga in Times Square. I feel like that's a perfect addition to like two truths and a lie. Right.
Yeah, totally. We did this amazing 7:30 a.m. or 8:30 a.m.
7:30.
Oh, it was 7:30 a.m. yoga class in Times Square.
It was still kind of quiet, but by 8:30 it was
bustling. Good.
It was, yeah,
totally. And it was sponsored by Alpha Girl Club, which we obviously love. We are both NFT holders of theirs. And outside.io. And you know what? I really thought it was not going to be relaxing doing yoga in Times Square, but I had so much fun. Like it wasn't relaxing, but it was such a good energy. Like it was energizing.
Cool. Yeah.
And now we have new yoga mats. We have some fresh yoga mats.
Yep. I thought it was really cool. I mean, it was a little disorientating, like looking up at the buildings and having the clouds move
like
there.
Downward dog, and you see like between your legs and it's just like the top of the buildings and the sky.
Yeah, it was. But I honestly did most of the class with my eyes closed because it was wild.
You were getting into your space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The instructor, Nettie Narula, was so sweet. I mm-hmm. really want to go to like another class of hers, but like so gentle. She was like, hey, if you can make yourself totally calm and focused and zen in the middle of Times Square, you got it. And I was definitely not any of those things. And she's like, and if you can't, it's called practice for a reason. I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
I was going on like a spiral of self-shame where I'm like, why can't you meditate in Times Square?
Oh,
it was so nice. And it was exciting because a bunch of people we met through the week were also there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just cool to just feel connected. It was a really NFT heavy crowd. And as we were doing yoga, a lot of the advertisements are for NFT NYC.
Yeah.
So different NFT projects, different DAOs. Like it was so cool. And also my favorites were there. There was a major Olive Garden advertisement because the Olive Garden Times Square was right there. I went there senior year on my cheerleading field trip.
I wonder if anyone would be interested if we did a dinner there.
Oh, like an influencer dinner at Olive Garden?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down. Like, we pretend it's satire, but, like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, the soup salad breadstick combo, it doesn't end. And as a startup and self-funded, we are on a budget. So we'll take them there for the unlimited breadstick lunch.
Well, I mean, I think it's like everyone's in that area, right, for the conference. Yeah. Where did it seem like people were saying?
It was
like,
all
I love
Midtown.
Going to a conference in our hometown, let me say.
It was amazing. So nice to go home afterwards.
Yes. But like, are most people staying in Midtown, you think?
Yeah. Everybody I talked to like stayed in Midtown, with the exception of people who were staying with friends who lived in the city and they branched out more.
Gotcha.
But,
So, yeah, maybe we can do Olive Garden dinner next year.
I'm going to put this on our Instagram story. We're going to vote because I vote yes for Olive Garden dinner.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is more sophisticated than having the private room at Olive Garden? Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, New Year's Eve, those Olive Garden seats go for like $350 a pop.
Yeah.
And so will the Crypto Witch Club dinner seats. I'm just kidding. I'll be free. That's why we'll have to do it at lunch when the soup salad breadstick deal is happening. All joking aside, though, Keith and I have made some arrangements with some fellow Web3 baddies. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have an event coming up next month in New York City.
Yeah.
Crypto trivia. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. We'll announce it on Instagram, social media.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And it brings me one step closer to my goal of you know how I've always wanted to shoot a t-shirt out of a cannon? I'm like, once our audience gets big enough of these events, mm-hmm. that's how I can distribute merch.
Uh-huh.
That's just the one thing I've always wanted to do.
Okay.
It's a simple goal.
Okay.
Yeah. I think my favorite event was the Miso Cool Girls and Unblocked mm-hmm. dinner at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That reminds me. I want to try this lipstick color.
Ooh,
we got some like nice swag too. It was so nice.
Amazing cocktails.
So luxurious. I felt super pampered. I mean, just being in an apartment store that's thriving is like
luxury.
Exciting. I mean, it's like a rush of joy. I don't know how to describe it.
It's kind of like nostalgic.
Yeah.
Almost. It makes me think of like going shopping with my mom and going to department stores and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think what was so cool about the dinner is I have, like, social anxiety. It's hard to, like, meet new people if there's hundreds of people at an event and it's not structured so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't flourish in quote-unquote networking situations normally. But this was so cool because it was 30 women, all big in the space. And literally the women sitting to the left and right of me, like, we're all friends on Instagram and Twitter. I just did not recognize them in person because, you know, a lot of times we're not showing our faces. It's maybe just a small profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it was exciting. And, I mean, the food was just.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
I didn't even take photos.
I know.
It was so in the moment.
It was too good. Too good to document.
Yeah.
And it was just so thoughtfully put together. And I loved that we all went around during dinner and stood up and said who we were, what we did, like what we were asking from the group or any support we could have. It was just a good vibe. Mm-hmm. Well done.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Super supported and
amazing. Thank you, Dana and Juliet, for being the best hosts. We had literally the greatest time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rain can't keep us down.
Yeah.
And there were amazing views. I don't know if you got to the window, but like the views from up there.
Gorgeous.
Chef's kiss.
I definitely want to go to another event up there.
Totally.
Or host one someday. I wish.
It's amazing. Yeah. I think this was like Caitlin and I were talking about how this is a good time. I honestly, that sounds weird. We were talking about how this is a good time to just figure out like what we like, what other people like, and kind of just like work that into how we do events. Because I think events are a new frontier for us. Caitlin mm-hmm. and I are digital first ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something new and exciting. And I think the way to do it is just to partner with other women in the space and just you know, collaboration over competition. The more the merrier.
Competition is the sucker of joy.
Absolutely. Did you see the NFT protesters on Instagram?
Oh my gosh, yeah. What was that about?
I don't know. I'm convinced it was a joke. Like, it was so ridiculous. It could not be real. It was like, make fiat great again. And like, Ethereum is the devil. Like, the craziest protest signs in Chinatown on, I think it was on Green Street from my old house. I'm still confused. I haven't gotten answers, but lols. Like, what can you do but laugh?
Yeah.
And if it was a protest and it was more environmental based, because I think there isn't clear knowledge of how the way the environmental, you know, there isn't clear knowledge of how the way crypto and the environment work together. I think there needs to be a lot more education on that. So I could understand if it was environmental protesters, but this is just so next level. I feel like it has to be like staged. Like, I feel like I got punked.
Do you think like photos of it will like end up somewhere some day?
I don't know. I looked into it and nobody can verify if it's real or fake. Because I thought like the next day there'd be like a TikToker or something would come out and be like, LOL.
Yeah.
We fooled you. And I would be like, that's hilarious. Like, it was so funny.
Maybe it's more of a long con.
Maybe. But signing off from NFT NYC, we're exhausted but fulfilled.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're so excited for our next conference.
Yeah.
And one thing we got tons of questions on last week is wallets.
Yes.
Crypto wallets.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to break down crypto wallets, why they're important, why you need one, how to get one. And if you have any questions at all, you can always hit us up on Twitter at Crypto Witch Club or on Instagram, DM us or comment anytime at Crypto Witch Club.
So I have a wallet. I have many wallets, actually.
You have a few. Yeah. You have a couple. Do you want to say which ones you have?
Sure, yeah. So I have MetaMask.
Which is a software wallet.
Software wallet means it's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's hot.
Yes, it's so hot.
It's a hot wallet.
Hot potato.
I can only access it when I have internet.
Yes. You have another software wallet as well.
VeChain.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was a gift from Shireen.
I want to do it on VeChain.
I thank you.
The great thing about VeChain is you get dividends. And, you know, if you have a friend who, you know, you want to get them into crypto, scoot a little dividends their way. It's a really great way to get people excited about the space. Yeah. Keitha was already in the space when I gifted some to her.
Yeah.
But nobody has VeChain. And I just want one of my friends to hold it with me so they could be excited too.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, the app is so spacey. It excites me.
So where Caitlin stores her VeChain is in the native wallet. So it's owned by VeChain Thor. So it only holds VeChain or anything that runs on that blockchain. I have a VeChain node, which is really exciting because they're actually a node. It's just an NFT, essentially. I can actually trade it like an NFT or sell it. So if I ever want to receive less dividends, if I ever cool with that, I can sell my node. And all that extra dividends I get, I can sell to somebody else who wants it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how cool is that?
So cool.
I think you have another wallet too, right? No.
No, I think that's it.
Well, you know what we need to do, especially I think it'd be great for a podcast episode and great for a blog entry, is we need to set up ledgers together.
Yes, I would like to move my NFTs to a ledger. Is that a good idea? Or is it fine to leave them in the MetaMask?
I think your NFTs are safe in a MetaMask, okay, but you can add them to your ledger.
Okay, and MetaMask is, like you were saying, a soft wallet.
Software.
Software wallet that's hot on the internet, and it's just for Ethereum, or does it also do other ones?
So it's Ethereum-based tokens. So it can be Ethereum or anything that runs on Ethereum. So if things are running on Ethereum or like basic attention token, that's a token that runs on Ethereum's blockchain. Chainlink is a token that runs on Ethereum's blockchain. SHIB is a token that runs on Ethereum's blockchain.
So like when we release our NFT on Solana, what wallet are we going to use for that?
It depends which one we'll recommend, but there are lots of wallets that are compatible with Solana, which is great.
Free for 30 days, zero trading fees, protection up to 1 million, 27 pro.
I mean, I think that protection's great because it's really, it's centralized. You know, we've talked about the pros and cons of that before, but if you're somebody who wants to have some help, if you're somebody just starting out, it does not hurt to have customer support and to have your purchases insured.
Yeah.
It's like at all. Like sometimes, I mean, each person's investing style and risk style is different. Mm-hmm. So it depends on your personality. But like, you know, I think, for example, like my parents would prefer something like a Coinbase wallet where there's some support there if they had a question. I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I can like it, but I'll tend to go more toward DeFi because I feel really confident until I make a mistake.
Well, that's how you learn.
But that's how you learn.
Yeah. Okay. So, what... So maybe I will get this Coinbase wallet because maybe it can hold Solana too.
I believe it does. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing that's...
I wonder how much it is. 30 days free. How much it is after that.
That's the thing. We're going to give it a Google.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. One question we get a lot on the wallet end is, if a crypto wallet doesn't store my crypto, what does it do? And I think it is a little, it's very confusing if you're a beginner in the space, because you hear people say, oh, I hold my crypto in this wallet, or I have my crypto in this wallet. Mm-hmm. And it seems like the crypto is actually stored in the wallet, because that's how it's spoken about. But this is the moment of clarity. Your cryptocurrency wallet does not store your crypto. It is the keys and give you access to your cryptocurrency, and your crypto lives on the blockchain.
Yeah.
You have a set of public keys, which are the keys you share with people to send money back and forth. And you have your private keys, which is how you access it. So when you are holding a ledger and you drop it on the subway tracks, it's okay. You can go home and restore your crypto on another device using your seed phrase, which is a secret phrase you get when you open your wallet. You don't lose it. So I think that's an important thing to know. Mm-hmm. That being said, make sure you follow all your security checkpoints and write down your seed phrase. Mm-hmm. And stay organized with your keys. But yeah, your wallet doesn't actually hold your crypto. So if somebody finds your wallet, they can't steal it away from you. They can't take your crypto. You can restore it later. People just have to have your private keys. So, you know, don't write it down on some duct tape on the back of your wallet.
What DeFi wallets do you recommend?
My wallet slash like where my crypto is kept is the majority of my holdings are my VeChain Thor wallet, which is the native software wallet we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's in staking and liquidity pools. Between SushiSwap, Uniswap, and similar platforms like that, PancakeSwap. And those staking and liquidity pools are essentially my DeFi holdings. So those are like my Wild West holdings. And I use the Zapper.fi dashboard to control all of that. Third, my MetaMask wallet. All my ERC20 tokens that aren't being staked or in liquidity pools are chilling in my MetaMask. And then I also have some on the Gemini Exchange Earn program, which is essentially a form of staking, but a centralized exchange. Some are also like trapped in Binance, but that's a story of love and loss for another time. It's a learning moment though.
Yeah, you might get it back someday.
Yeah, and I think I'm grateful I got all my other crypto out before I was cut out of Binance. And it's not enough to break me because I'm diversified.
So, and like, just to say that quick, you were using Binance International before they made Binance US, right?
Yes. So they put out an email and was like, you cannot be on the international version, move all your cryptocurrency. At that time, it was like, I'd only been in crypto like 2 years, maybe 3 years. And I didn't actually hold a lot of them in wallets. I held them on the exchange, which is a super rookie mistake. So I transferred a lot of them over, but I didn't transfer my Zill, which I accounts for like 1% of my portfolio, but definite learning experience. Yeah. And I might get it back.
Maybe if I go abroad. For- Maybe you have to live abroad for a year.
I'm fine with that. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Where would we go?
Portugal.
I'm down.
Yeah, I know some people there.
I'm 100% down.
Let's do it.
I'm in it. Should we talk about some tweets for the week?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to rattle off a couple.
We're crafting a tweet about women's rights.
Yeah, we've had, I think it was so weird. We needed a few, like a little bit to like reset and think or get our thinking straight.
We had such a powerful woman week, and then this, I don't know, whiplash or something.
Yeah, it went from such a woman forward week, we were feeling so empowered, and then it was the ultimate rug pull. Like, so we've just been spending the weekend like processing it and deciding, I mean, we know how we feel, but deciding how to best express that, and it's hard because I feel like feelings are raw, you know? And also, it's interesting to me, people who are super into crypto but not into people having their own like autonomous rights, like rights to their own body. Riley Bean said, Web3 has allowed me and other diverse individuals to finally, for the first time in some time in our lives, do the work we feel proud of and work that we feel fulfilled by. This is one of the biggest wins in Web3 opportunities. Aubrey Strobel, who we love, just said in a tweet, people are hungry for authenticity. And I feel that. Angelica Vendetta.eth, I like this. Women supporting women, supporting women, supporting women, supporting women. Best part about NFT NYC. Mm-hmm. I feel personally attacked by this one, Hannah Chow. She's a 10, but she won't shut up about the intersection of art and technology. And Trading Female has a great one too. And it was great. We actually had dinner with her at that event at Saks. She says, after NFT NYC is NFT nap time. Who's in? And I think we definitely went into a self-care weekend after the craziness of NFT NYC.
Absolutely.
But what a great week. We're so happy.
It was awesome. I wonder who like put on the conference, like if we can help next year. It seemed a little all over the place. Is there a woman heading that up that needs some help?
Or do you need women who can help?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like, let's dig into that. You know what? I love the idea of doing these anti-conference conferences. Yeah. I wonder if we could set up something as a satellite event, but partner with them.
Yeah.
To fund it.
Just more space. Micro events. Everyone's into micro dosing. Let's do it with events too.
Absolutely. Like, I get burnt out.
Yeah. Micro education, micro.
Micro dosing, micro events, micro minis.
Yeah.
Microsoft. Micro greens. Well, that's all, folks.
Woo.
Great week. So excited to see what's up this week.
Oh, can you just explain to me what's – I understand the bull market. Like, there's a bull in Wall Street. Actually, maybe I don't understand. What is the bull and the bear? It's like, I know we're in a bear market, but what – why? What's the thing?
So this is a great – yeah, this is a great question. So essentially, the bull is charging.
Okay.
So in a bull market, you know, the prices are charging up, and a bear is hibernating.
Okay.
So it's just like doing jack shit and just chilling in a tree stump.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to start investing.
It's a great time to start investing. I mean, and if you already started, it's a great time to dollar cost average. If you got in the last year or so and you're seeing your profit slip away or maybe be below what you invested in, it's a long-term investment. Get your dollar cost averaging going. You got it. Yeah. If it dips, it's just a time to invest more and kind of just lower your average price in.
Cool.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Witch Club podcast. Subscribe and follow us online at Crypto Witch Club.